This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR contributor, Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, Governor Jerry Brown doesn't come to the Inland Empire very often, but he was here this past week to sign a very important bill to four Riverside County cities. This is a story that you and I have been talking about for years. Is this story finally concluding? What happened, Cassie?
It's finally concluding, and it's good news. The four cities, Harupa Valley, Eastvale, Menifee, and Wildomar, all incorporated in 2008 or later. And because they were new cities, they lost the vehicle license fee funding when that money was shifted to another use. Senator Richard Roth of Riverside has been trying for years, ever since he was elected, really, to try to get this money restored. Twice the governor vetoed bills that were passed decisively by the legislature, saying the state just didn't have the money. Now, when the governor needed Senator Roth's vote on his gas tax increase to fund transportation measures, he came to Riverside along with the Assembly and Senate leadership to pressure Roth and Assemblymember Sabrina Cervantes, also of Riverside, to support that gas tax measure. And in exchange, promised $427 million in road projects for the area. And oh, yeah, by the way, the city funding finally got restored.
Yeah. So now I remember as you first explained this to me years ago, it was sort of a tradition that the state of California gave newly incorporated cities the money to help them get started from that particular pot of money from this DMV license fund, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. And then the recession comes and Jerry Brown says, no, we're not going to be handing out that money. We're going to use that money and use it for something else. Therefore, those four Riverside County cities for years went without this startup money that they needed.
And Harupa Valley actually came very close to disincorporating.
Yes. And then legislators from around our region, including Senator Roth, were over the past few years trying to get that money back. It didn't work. The governor vetoed it twice. But now, when the governor needs the votes of a few Democratic legislators to get his gas tax thing passed, then it sounds like there's some deal making that's ready to be made between the IE legislators and the governor.
Well, he needed them and they needed him. And it worked out. It worked out for the Inland Empire, I'll tell you that. Harupa Valley is getting $6 million, Eastvale $3 million. Menifee, $4 million, and Wildomar, $2 million. So their survival now looks like a done deal.
Okay. And this particular story that we have been talking about for years is put to bed.
I think so.
Okay. Next, speaking of stories we've been talking about for years, corruption in Beaumont. The latest is a Beaumont city councilman indicted on corruption charges. What is this particular incident about?
Well, this councilman is Mark Orozco. He's 40 years old. He was supposed to be one of the good guys. He was elected on a platform of overcoming the kind of corruption allegations that had been dogging the city for a number of years. He was elected in 2014. He was one of three newcomers who beat out incumbents. He was indicted by a Riverside County grand jury on one count of bribery and nine counts of perjury. The perjury counts are related to his campaign finance reports. Apparently, there was something inaccurate in those. Right now, the district attorney is not releasing much more information because the grand jury transcript is secret until the defendant receives a copy of it. And 10 days after that, it'll become public and we'll know more about this. But one thing we do know is it's not related to the corruption case that's been ongoing. There are seven former city officials facing trial on that.
So essentially, this is Beaumont corruption 2.0, except in the fact that Mark Orozco ran for office opposing the incumbents who were tainted by the previous scandal.
Right. And he even called for the resignation of a member of the council who'd been on there for a long time during the period when this alleged corrupt activity was going on. One distinction I want to make between the charges Orozco is facing and those facing the other seven former city officials. Those former officials are facing 94 felony charges involving embezzlement and misuse of public funds. Orozco's is a little different. Again, we don't know a lot of details at this point, but quantitatively, it sounds like it's something very different.
It's a little discouraging, I bet, for the voters of Beaumont to have this happen.
Yeah, and this and the city officials as well. The new city council members say this just comes at a bad time, particularly since the biggest concern, money that was withheld from the Western Riverside Council of Governments, the transportation mitigation funds, that issue is being resolved. It looks like the settlement is going to go through, and Beaumont will be out from under that legal judgment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And next, Cheech Marin, the noted comedian and star of stoner movies from way back when, is an avid art collector. And a while back, he offered part of his extensive collection of Chicano art to be housed in Riverside at the Riverside Art Museum. But it was going to first take an act of the Riverside City Council before this deal could be finalized.
And that took place this week on Tuesday night. The City Council voted unanimously. Unanimously, it was a 6-0 vote. Councilman Andy Melendrez was not able to vote on it because he owns property near the Future Museum. But they voted unanimously, and people are excited that Cheech Marin is bringing his 700-piece collection of Chicano art to Riverside. It's going to be housed in the former city library, and there's been some question and concern about what was going to be done with that mid-century modern building. Now it's going to be renamed the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art, Culture, and Industry. The collection is actually going to be on loan, and the city will still own the building, but this is viewed as a long-term project.
Was there any question that the city council was going to say yes to this, and what happens next?
Well, I don't think there was a question that everybody was really excited about the idea, but the city still has to help Marin and the art museum raise $3 million to pay for the cost of revamping that building, which is estimated at between $5 and $7 million. Now, interestingly, Marin was not able to attend the meeting, but his spokesperson said he checked with her throughout the day. He was really excited to hear what the council would do. And after the vote, she came to the lectern and held her cell phone to the microphone so Marin could express his thoughts. And he said, he said, "This means the world to me." I think that's great.
Yeah, and we'll be seeing him in town again, I'm certain. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.